The Republicans in the U.S. Senate today announced their committee assignments for the next 2 years. Alaska's Dan Sullivan will come in with the lowest seniority of the 100 senators, primarily because he's never held elected office before. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, it doesn't seem to have hurt him on the committee score.
Sullivan will serve on Armed Services, Veterans Affairs, Commerce, and Environment and Public Works. And he says he can hardly pick a favorite.
Well, look, I'm pleased with all of them. These were actually the four committees that I requested.
It's through committees that senators can shape legislation, and their assignments define their spheres of influence. The Commerce Committee is of particular interest to Alaska because it oversees fisheries, as well as the Coast Guard and civil aviation. Alaska's Ted Stevens chaired that panel near the end of his career. Sullivan says Environment and Public Works doesn't get as much attention.
But over the course of the last several months, I said that that was a committee I'd be very interested in just because of the oversight role it has with regard to certain federal agencies, particularly the EPA.
Sullivan, like other Republicans, made fighting the EPA a pillar of his campaign. It should be an interesting time for the Environment Committee. Its incoming chairman, Oklahoma Republican Jim Inhofe, believes man-made global warming is a hoax. The committee is also responsible for writing the multi-year transportation bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski becomes chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee in the new Congress. She'll also keep her other three assignments, which are Appropriations, Indian Affairs, and Health and Education. Murkowski says Sullivan's committee list is a good counterpart to hers.
Between what he has been assigned and what I have retained, I think we have covered everything across the state. I think it's a great, great pairing.
Sullivan will be sworn in January 6. Until then, Mark Begich remains in office, and he's in the Capitol longer than expected while the Senate tries to wrap up for the year. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.